Moncrief on News Talk.
Following a huge worldwide clamour for it, Dolce & Gabbana has finally caved in to public demand and produced a perfume for dogs. News Talk Sarah Madden went out to ask people how many bottles they were going to get.
Absolutely not. I'm a dog lover, but absolutely not. Having said that,
yes.
You're talking to a crazy lady who just paid €90 for shampoo and conditioner for her dog. The breeder suggested it, so I fell for it. I'm thinking of using it on myself.
People are bananas for their dogs. They call them their babies. So from a business point of view, I think it's clever marketing, but I think it's insanity. You have to be cray-cray to spend 99 on a scent for a dog.
I mean, come here, I'm from an area where dogs were kept out the back, and now my dog is living and sleeping in the same bed as me. For God's sake, how times have changed.
I would absolutely spend €99 on my dog. I would give my dog the keys to my car if he could drive it. He gets anything he wants. He gets steak dinners. He gets mashed potatoes made just for him.
Dog beer. I bought it once. It was no good for him. I didn't agree with him.
Oh yeah, there's cat wine, there's dog beer, there's like all the different types of onesies, like raincoats, rain jackets, rain booties. There's one that's literally like a head to toe scuba suit for dogs. Like you see people doing like sea swims with their dogs and stuff like that. Like it's almost like a scuba suit for dogs.
I have seen dreadful examples. I spend my winters in Spain, and when I was in Marbella earlier this year, I went into this doggy accessory shop where they had Louis Vuitton collars, Chanel, you name it, collars, little coats, accessories. Average price of anything was €300. I kind of reversed out of the shop.
Why do you think people are giving so much to their dogs?
I think they're just lonely.
Oh!
Yeah, which is kind of sad, you know what I mean? Looking for something to fill this void a lot of people have. It's kind of sad, yeah.
People are getting dogs instead of having babies these days. People spend a lot more on these kind of like designer dogs, you know, and putting them in baby strollers, etc.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like it's a big thing now.
People just want to like increase the lifespan of their dogs. Well, some people too just don't want their dog to have to walk too far either.
They're just part and parcel of a family. They're just the best. Dogs are the best.
That was Sarah Madden speaking to various people there. Jennifer Sheehan is a columnist and dog owner. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you have a void in your life before you got a dog that you needed filling?
I didn't think so. Apparently I do, according to a couple of people out there. No, we just always had dogs. It'd be weird not to have a dog.
Yeah. But a lot of this isn't like, like, this is what people go, oh, the dog gets whatever the dog wants.
I was expecting a different reaction here.
The dog isn't going into a shop and going, I'd like that collar, please. or I'd like that, you know, it's a dog.
A dog.
It just wants anything. It can eat. It'll eat until it bursts.
And
it's actually your job to not feed it whatever it wants.
I thought there would be public outcry on the streets in reaction to this Dolce & Gabbana dog perfume, because my dog gets hosed out the back garden.
Good.
When he needs it.
Yeah.
Start and finish. €90 on shampoo and conditioner. Definitely use it yourself.
What?
Definitely use it yourself.
Yeah. Because it would strike me that dogs operate in a world of smell. And if you put perfume on them, they can't smell themselves.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, every butt smells like Dolce & Gabbana to them. So that's probably going to drive them mad.
They want another dog's arse. They don't want sandalwood.
That's cruel.
It's really cruel. Now, it is alcohol free. So it's all, you know, natural
so you
smells.
Can't drink
not going to destroy. You're not. You can't drink it. Not a substitute for dog beer. It's not going to destroy your dog. But I mean, for God's sake, like, do they need Dolce & Gabbana perfume? They don't.
No, they don't.
I do agree. It's incredibly business savvy, because every single dog, you tag pet onto anything and it has exploded globally.
Mm.
Pet food, pet hotels. Pet afternoon tea you can have in Dublin. It's a thing in the Conrad. Pet everything. So I think pet perfume only makes business sense, and I can only applaud Dolce & Gabbana for this very savvy move.
So
but
when you bring pet afternoon tea in the Conrad.
You can, yeah, yeah.
But
they have
like
Pawn Star Martini. They have Cosmopolitans.
Of course they do.
They have a little dog menu.
So you can't bring, oh no, hang on. You can't bring, can you bring your goldfish to
you
this?
You can't,
is this petist?
It's petist.
It's fishist.
It's very exclusionary. But it's only an extra tenner. And, you know, when I saw that, I'm not going to lie, I think about it.
Why?
Because you could go off for afternoon tea and combine your walk with your tea and you know, your little pet can just enjoy his triangle sandwiches in the corner.
But yeah, but a dog likes going around smelling things and a bit of begging from tables. But like when you bring them into a, you know, a fancy hotel, you want your dog to sit there and not try and hump every other dog there or start stealing sandwiches off other people's plates. So you want them to act like a human rather than a dog.
And I'm with you on this, right? Because I love my dog and I've bought some pet accessories in the past that would put me in a certain category, but well, we'll get there. But, you know, when it comes to taking them to very fancy places, it's a different experience for you then, because as well behaved as my dog is, and he's a gem, I don't want to have to be looking after him. I don't want to know if he's up, you know, annoying somebody else for a scrap of their cream scone or whatever it might be. Like, it's a completely different way of doing things. You leave them at home, leave them in the garden, they're fine.
The grooming for my two dogs cost €550 a year. When I say they are my dogs, I actually mean they are my son's dogs who fecked off to Berlin, says John. Orla says, my dog's breath smells awful. I think that perfume is a great idea. You're not supposed to spray the perfume in their mouth, just in case you're one. Neve says, my dog is worth every penny. I would gladly spend the money to make his life better. But you're not making his life better. You're making your life better. Because you're treating the dog like it's a doll. If people were spending the money on their kids, no one would bat an eyelid. People love their dogs. Isn't that a good thing? I would be more inclined to spend money on my dog than on my husband.
That could be money well invested. I was gifted this tub of seaweed powder, which is supposed to be exceptionally beneficial for your dog's breath. I thought it was a rather pointed and kind of a rude gift, to be honest. Okay. But anyway, that might work instead of perfume. Yeah, it did actually.
Oh, did it? Okay, well, fair enough. Because then maybe it's good for the tummy or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does something. But anyway, it's better than spraying perfume into your dog's mouth.
Do you have like a really expensive diamond studded collar on your dog?
Okay, it wasn't very expensive, but I do have a diamond studded collar. And it's because I did order it by accident, I will say. I was getting him a little leather collar. I got it from this website in Germany. It was only about €20. And I ordered the wrong one and I kept it. I didn't send it back. And it's diamante studded. And it is quite reminiscent of, you know, a certain district in New York around the 1980s. And he struts down the road in that thing. And I have to say, he looks pretty good.
Okay, so he looks like he's going to Studio 54
Of thing. He looks like he's going places,
to dance the night
away. And he gets noticed.
I would imagine so.
Worth every penny.
I would imagine. You see, that's probably no harm. The dog isn't aware of that.
It's a bit of crack.
That's fine. I'm a farmer, says PJ. My local vet who looks after my cattle says the small pets, i.e. cats and dogs, are so overspoiled by their owners. He says he makes a mint out of dog owners. A classic anthropomorphism. Dogs don't want all that crap. People are stupid. Dog lovers are delusional. I bet it is only urban dog owners that spoil their dogs and treat them like they're human. And the ones that describe themselves as the dog's human should be put in a kennel for a month. Rural dog owners who have a bit of common sense know that dogs are in fact dogs and treat them as such.
I'm with you.
True for you.
It's people who sign their Christmas cards with the dog signature and all that. It's too much. The anthropomorphism is too much. I will say, though, I have to give a shout out. Anyone who's listening who's also from Limerick and who would remember Dodo Redden, I have to give a shout out, because I was browsing around looking at the most expensive thing I could find, and it was a Hugo Boss dog buggy, right? Mm-hmm. So don't buy that. But Dodo Redden in Limerick used to go around with a big pram full of dogs dressed up in Young Munster rugby supporter gear, and she was the best rugby supporter out there. And she was basically a one-woman dog rescue. So there, you know, there's a level at which I would find this very acceptable.
Okay. Were the dogs Munster supporters?
They didn't know it, but they were.
Yeah, against their own will. Jennifer, thanks a million. As ever, Jennifer Sheehan there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.